Crystal Duperrey, Crystal CRYSTAL Duperrey, DUPERRY. Date of birth is December 5th, 1946. This is for date of service 5/2/2023. Mrs. Duperrey is a 76-year-old female who is here today for an initial consultation regarding her type 2 diabetes management. She was recently diagnosed with type 2 diabetes within the last month in April of 2023. She also has a history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, allergies, mitral valve prolapse, depression, asthma. She reports symptoms of polydipsia, blurry vision, and she was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes and was placed on metformin 500 milligrams 3 times a day. For breakfast, she usually has an apple. Lunch is usually a tuna sandwich or a turkey sandwich. Sometimes she'll have some sweet potato fries or sweet potatoes. Dinner, she has been trying to eat a low-carbohydrate dinner since her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes. Her latest hemoglobin A1C is 7.3%. Plan number one for her type 2 diabetes. This is a new diagnosis for the patient. She was diagnosed in April of 2023. Her current hemoglobin A1C is 7.3%. My goal for therapy is to continue the metformin, however, change the dose to 500 milligrams twice a day, and I will add on Ozempic 0.25 milligrams once weekly for 4 weeks. And increase to 0.5 milligrams weekly thereafter. I am using the Ozempic in order to target postprandial blood sugars. I have given the patient a goal of keeping her postprandial blood sugars below 180. Next number, I am prescribing a Freestyle Libre 3 sensor for her, and that way she can monitor her blood sugars over the next month and avoid any postprandial spikes of blood glucose above 180 milligrams per deciliter. We reviewed dietary changes that she can make to achieve these goals. Next number for her hypertension, continue current therapy. Next number for her hyperlipidemia, we will check a current lipid panel. Next number, the patient will be getting a current hemoglobin A1C prior to starting Ozempic therapy. And then in 1 month, we will redraw her hemoglobin A1C and fasting comprehensive metabolic panel in order to assess the difference and assess the strength of the therapy. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.